A person walks into this building, reads a pamphlet, turns to another relatively new person and asks, "Psst, what's a cuck?" "I'm sorry," says the almost new person. "What's the cuck? I don't have any idea." Then the almost new person turns to a not so new person and says, "Excuse me," because this person is very busy rushing around doing very busy things. "What's a cuck?" And the very busy person stops in their tracks, tilts their heads to the side and says, "The what?" "The cuck," says the almost new person. "Oh," they say, finally getting it. "The cuck. Oh, that's the C-U-C." And then they rush off to do something very, very important. So the newcomer and the almost newcomer are left no more the wiser. You see, every community has these acronyms that are our code for our lives together. You'll hear about the CUC, the CUSJ, the UUMOC, and the UUA, the MFC, and the UUMA. And if you haven't given up yet, there's also the CUCACM. So what is the CUC? It's the Canadian Unitarian Council. It's us. It's us on the national stage. It is the coast-to-coast collected Unitarian voice and presence. The Canadian Unitarian Council is all of us who are in congregations and fellowships across Canada, focused into a manageable amount of people who represent us, and they make up the Canadian Unitarian Council board. The board looks out for the Unitarian movement in Canada. It creates vision and policy and directs the executive director and her staff to implement the vision and policy in the day-to-day world with us. So the Canadian Unitarian Council is us, taking care of us, for us. And every year, once a year, we spend a Sunday thinking about other congregations across Canada and those we ask to speak and work on our behalf at the national level and sometimes also the international level. So let me give you a couple examples of the work that the national organization can do for us. They are our principals on the national stage. 2003. The marriage equality issue. 12 years ago, hope my math is right, Mary Bennett, who is a member of the Vancouver Church, was at that time the executive director of the CUC. And she, along with the Reverend Fred Cappuccino, made a presentation to the Parliamentary Standing Committee on Justice and Human Rights in support of marriage equality on behalf of Canadian Unitarians. There were other Unitarians also present making presentations. Joy Silver, a recent member of Beacon and now a member of the North Shore congregation, represented the Unitarian lay chaplains. And there were half a dozen ministers from coast to coast who also spoke. The Unitarians were reputed to be the only church in Canada whose members and ministers fully endorsed same-sex marriage. In her summary, Mary said, "I am proud of the stance my religion has consistently taken on affirming rights of all peoples, regardless of gender identity and sexual preference. I am also proud that my country is opening up this dialogue, and I will be very proud when Canada finally affirms marriage for same-sex couples. I expect that will happen. And the sooner it happens, the prouder I will be." That was a history-making day for our country and for Mary. It was the highlight of her 8 years in the role of the CUC's executive director. And as you well know, that was the year the laws changed to include same-sex marriage in Canada. More recently, the Canadian Unitarian Council worked to change the laws for Canadians who have the right to die with dignity. Canadian Unitarians have a long and committed history of advocacy working on the issue of dying with dignity. In 2011, the CUC had intervener status in the Dying with Dignity case that was heard at the Supreme Court of British Columbia. Last fall, October 15th, 2014, Canadian Unitarian lawyers and Vita Ning, the present executive director of the Canadian Unitarian Council, again had intervener status, this time with the Supreme Court of Canada. Here is a piece of what Vita said to the Supreme Court on our behalf. Compassion, dignity, respect. This is what we would hope for at the end of our lives. Canadian Unitarians believe that having clear, humane laws to assist those who are terminally ill gives Canadians the final gift of being able to die with dignity. To do otherwise contravenes respect for the inherent worth and dignity of every human being. These are two examples of what we can do as a national council to transform this country. As Martin Luther King said, the arc of the universe is long and it bends towards justice. And we Unitarians try to be part of that bending. One of the ways we organize ourselves to support living our principles in the world is we get together once a year in a different city. We send delegates from each congregation to represent the congregation and to speak and vote on its behalf. We get together to learn from each other. We have business meetings, talk about important issues, and to put forward resolutions that come out of our congregations and from people who care deeply about the injustices of our society. This year, there are four proposed resolutions. There's one on divestment from fossil fuels, one on clean air, water, and soil, one on abortion rights, and one on truth and reconciliation. There are copies of these resolutions at the back of the room. Feel free to take one and check your email. Somewhere in the next 24 hours, I'll also send them to you. These proposed resolutions, the conversations, the education, the implementation of them, the network and relationships that are built, these are all ways that we live our principles in the public sphere. We don't take our principles lightly. We believe in dialogue, and we have faith in the democratic process. We believe that we have the power to move our society toward greater equity, compassion, and justice. We believe that we have the ability to organize and move others to shape the society through the systems that exist, the institutions, the policies, and the laws of Canada. And we have been active in the public sphere, individually and as an association of congregations, for a long time. We have pride in walking our talk. But the world is changing. Changing here in Canada. Much of what I have just described, belief in the democratic process, freedom of association, free speech, trusting in the institutions of law and justice, I believe are in question. We have entered an uneasy time. We have taken for granted for a long time that Canadian values, reflected in the Canadian government and their policies and laws, and reflected in Unitarian values and principles, were so similar that they could have been seen as being of a piece. Times are changing. New distinctions are being made. New lines are being drawn. You may have heard recently that the Canadian Revenue Agency was ordered in 2012 to audit the charitable status of a number of nonprofit agencies. The federal government had allocated several extra $1 million to the CRA to create this special project. The Canada Revenue Agency has been working through a list of 60 agencies who work in the areas of foreign aid, human rights, environment, and poverty. Some of the agencies having their charitable status audited are Oxfam, Dying with Dignity, Amnesty, the United Church Kairos Charity, Canada Without Poverty, David Suzuki Foundation, and the list goes on. 3 weeks ago, it was announced that the Canadian Unitarian Council is to have their charitable status audited. We are apparently number 54. When I first heard this, I felt a chill go through me. And then the chill turned hot. I must admit to you that I am not enamored with the current political philosophy that is guiding our government today. Not at all. I would never tell you how to vote, but I'm standing in what we Unitarians call a free pulpit, which means that I am free to speak my mind and my heart to you, just as you are welcome to do the same. I think that we Canadians are in a dangerous place. We are in a dangerous place when organizations that are working to end poverty, to protect our resources, our environmental future, organizations that believe in a just society are being forced to redirect their valuable resources, their time, and money to address the CRA audit. What the audit is looking for is whether the charitable organization uses more than 10% of their resources on political activity. Frankly, this sent a chill over any group in Canada that's working for change, because part of that change will be connected to laws and it will touch on politics. Where is the line between free speech and political advocacy? Where is the line between living our principles of our faith and political advocacy? Is there even a line? Vita Ning, our executive director, says that she is not worried, but the process is going to tie up our very small CUC staff. It's going to cost a bundle in lawyer's fees and ultimately be a huge waste of time. The CUC is not politically partisan and doesn't use anywhere near 10% of its funds on political advocacy work. But the worm has bitten into the apple, and the tendrils of that have begun to affect Unitarians across Canada. I've read a newspaper article that speculates that this is exactly the result the audit is supposed to create. Tie up resources, redirect focus energy, create hesitation, worry, speculation, and fear in Canadian organizations whose mandate is in opposition to the current governments. We have a choice on how we react. Anger is a motivating force, and we will probably need some. We must also apply reason to the situation in equal balance to the emotions that we might feel. We need clear thinking, passionate feeling, and far-seeing. We need to be clear what our vision is of who we are as Unitarians, what we stand for in this room right now and on the national stage. I believe that we must not let our voices be silenced or muffled, that we must be bold, but also rooted in our religious principles. I'm using religious specifically. We chose those principles, and we are asked to uphold them, not just when it's convenient, not just when it's safe to do so. We have entered unsafe times. The consequence of our actions and our voices as a collection of congregations, as the Canadian Unitarian Council, is now sharpening our vision of who and what we are meant to be. Who and what we want to be. If part of the vision of our national identity is to reach beyond our congregations, then what do we do when Canadian scientists are not allowed to speak about their scientific research? When scientific libraries are being dismantled? When the Aboriginal people are filling prisons and dying at an average of 8 years earlier than non-Aboriginal people? when our natural resources are being given away and nothing left for Canadians but poisoned air and water. If we are to be boldly inclusive, what does it look like and how do we respond when the Prime Minister says mosques are places that foment terrorists? I'm sorry. I could go on and on. Our country, Canada, is not well. The tendrils of this fear are creeping under the door and through the windows of our homes, and one of those homes is the Canadian Unitarian Council, and they are us. I cannot predict the future, but I can tell you that we Unitarians have often stepped out of the crowd and stood upright and proud on our principles. We have walked in the civil rights marches in the 60s, the abortion marches in the 70s, the AIDS marches in the 80s. We have spoke up and changed the laws for equal marriage in the 2000s and for the right to die with dignity in the 2010s. We are not afraid of building a new way. And that's what we're going to sing right now.